T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are here, rowdy and proud.
Let's hope that's what it sounds like tonight,
yes,
at Mercedes-Benz. Atlanta United gets set to take on Red Bulls. Got to win them.
As far as
I'm concerned, you got to win every home
game.
Ain't
no tricking off none of them.
Yeah.
No, you got to win.
Tricking season is over for this squad, man.
Atlanta
United.
They rested a lot of guys midweek match, so curious to see how. Hell, this ain't even a point of somebody's got to rest. No, we need all hands on deck.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, we need all hands on deck.
The game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What up, Jay?
At 7:30, pregame at 7. Dukes and Bell, by the way, live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium from 2 to 7 this afternoon. So they're getting you ready for the game as well. But Jason Longshore joins us at 1:20 on Wednesdays to talk Atlanta United. Jason, how are you?
What's up, y'all? Doing well.
Can you put into words Andrew Gutman's impact? Because it just feels like since this guy, he's just comes up with big plays, such a tough player. Like, what type of impact has he had since coming back?
It's crazy because the conversation really before his injury was he's been so good defensively, but it feels like there's more for him to give in the attacking third. And it just hadn't really happened yet with assists is really where my head was. I didn't expect 2 goals in the last 2 games in clutch moments.
Right.
I don't think really anybody did.
I did.
Randy, Jason,
that's my guy.
Randy declared his guy months ago.
Randy, go buy some lottery tickets if you expected that. Please.
Also, what Randy said about Charlie Morton, like Randy's been calling him lately, man.
All right, Randy, give me all your takes via text before you put them out there so I can sound smart, please. I didn't see it coming, but it's been such a nice addition to have because he's just such a smart player, and he pops up in the right moments. Go back to that goal in Cincinnati where he makes the run and knows he's just a little bit ahead of the play, actually saw things developing before anybody else did, and he holds his run at the very end to stay onside and get the ball from Joseph and finish.
Mm-hmm. Why is it this team they're playing today, Red Bulls? I mean, obviously, there is a certain type of style that gives Atlanta United. What is it about them that Atlanta United has not figured out? Or maybe it's just – they maybe just have Atlanta United's number.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of figuring it out at this point. You know, the game earlier this season, I thought Atlanta dominated the match against the Red Bulls and then got the goal fairly late. And it was individual mistakes. And I think what it comes down to with the Red Bulls is they're always going to put you under pressure. And when I talk about that, you know, you think that's the way they play. They press. They step up high. They chase everything. It's not just like the actual pressure on the field of that. It's a mental pressure as well because you never get a chance to breathe. You don't get a chance to ball's coming to you. There's nobody coming. Okay, cool. I can take my time here. I can get my head up. No, you never get that in a game. You're constantly under it. And that puts you to this amount of pressure where individual mistakes will pop up. I think the biggest thing tonight is going into the match, knowing there's going to be mistakes. It happens. You play teams like this, you're going to have mistakes, but how do you respond to the mistakes? Do you compound the mistake from Red Bulls being good at what they do by, you know, losing your head, making a bad decision in terms of tracking back, those sorts of things? Or do you just get over it and move on and get the next one right? And that's what Atlanta's got to do tonight. It's not going to be a perfect match, but it needs to be a 3-point match for Atlanta.
Right. And that's kind of where my next question was going to be is there's not a lot of games left. If you look at the standings, they're still within striking distance, but there's a lot of teams between Atlanta United and that final playoff spot. So if you can lay out what needs to happen tonight and as the season goes on in order for Atlanta to actually get into the playoffs.
I think tonight you need to get a goal in the first half. you need to make the Red Bulls have to play a little bit, because they're comfortable in the style of play where they don't worry about possession. They bomb it forward. They chase you. They harass you. They foul you. They try to force you into that mistake that they can punish you with. If you get the first goal, especially if you get it early, then they've got to open up a little bit, and they've got to do some things that they're not comfortable with, like actually play, you know, play soccer, like try to have the ball, try to create chances. They're not comfortable doing that. You've got to make them uncomfortable. And I think in general, the rest of the way, Atlanta's got to get early goals. We've seen this team has the guts and the fight back to get late goals and get things out of games. Get early goals, because as the schedule gets tricky, as you get later in the season, as more miles add up on these players, you've got to have some games where you get an early lead and you're able to just hold it, have a little more comfortable 90 minutes than what they've had to do lately. Because when you're always trying to come back, at some point that wears you out, yeah, both physically and mentally.
Jay, with the match in Columbus on Sunday, do you think there's a minutes count today on some of these guys, or they're so far against it that they can worry about resting on Monday?
Yeah, in a perfect world, probably. Right. You'd be thinking about it. And there's some guys coming back from injury that you have to think about that, whether you had a match on Sunday or not. You know, Ronald Hernandez, we've seen him back in the lineup now. Brooks Lennon is back into the group. Gutman had a little bit of a knock at the end of the match, you know, in Cincinnati. So those guys are probably not 90 minutes ready to go. I don't know where their count is, but that's different. You know, in general, you look at the amount of minutes that players on this team have played, and really outside of Alan Franco, everybody's missed some time at various points. So they're fresher than a player on another team who's maybe played in every game has been. So you just have to go with what lineups work against the upcoming opponents and have the changes ready to go. The good thing for Gonzalo Pineda is he's finally got some options on the bench now. He's finally got some things that he can bring off the bench, like Edwin Mosquera, who I thought has brought a ton of energy when he's come into these last few games. To have him available to know that, hey, I don't necessarily need Luis Araujo to go 90 here again this week on Sunday if I've got Mosquera who can come on for that final 15 to 20 and really cause some havoc in the final third.
What was what they asked Thiago Almada to do slightly different last game at all? Because it just felt like wherever they found him with the ball was just immediate danger for the other team. Like every time he touched the ball, it seemed like it was a goal-scoring opportunity. Was his, I don't know, was his placement a little bit different? Was his role a little bit different last time out? Whatever it was, do it again.
It's a little different because the midfield was one true holding midfielder in Santiago Sosa and then Thiago Almada and Marcelino Moreno. And Moreno's more comfortable in those 1v1s in the final third. He leads MLS in fouls earned in the final third, creating dangerous free kicks. You want him in those spots. You want Thiago in those spots too, but Almada is just such an intelligent player for his age. He's such a talented player. It feels like he picks up the ball wherever Atlanta United needs it, whether that's in the final third, whether that's with a finish like he had in Cincinnati, hit the post with another one, yeah, delivering the killer pass, or whether it's picking the ball up off of the back line and starting the attack. Thiago Almada is a very, very special player, and I just don't know if he's getting enough credit, even in Atlanta or nationwide, people who cover this league, of everything he does. He wins tackles. He picks up interceptions. He leads the team forward out of the back. He delivers the killer pass, and he gets goals for you. I mean, there's not much he's not doing at this point.
That goal he scored over the weekend was disgusting, man. Hopefully he puts another one in the back of the net tonight.
Class.
Yeah, Jason, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JL.
We'll be dialed in tonight. Have a great call.
Have a great call, brother.
Thanks, y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!